tell me nothing matters but this paper always. All I know is grind, I'ma hustle all day. Looking at my life, I done came a long way. I swear I'm almost dead, they won't have to let me in. I swear on my mama, all I wanna do is ball. I'm knocking doors down, treading bloody through these halls. They won't have to tell me, put my name on these walls. I swear I'm almost dead, they won't have to let me in. To be greatest ever, ever. Look up my sleeve with it. This shit is heaven sent. I made it through the struggle. Got a bubble now. I got the green light. I got a hustle now. Establish a quick baseline because I feel like it's gonna go a long way with this conversation. Like I said, I'm here for a good time and not a long time. Quote. And I just want to get in and get out. That's how I do things. I try not to talk too long. So here we go. So when it comes down to leveling up, what we want to do or what I want to do, what I think you should do, is to find that driving factor. You know, it looks and feels different for everyone. So I would like to say, please, let's stop comparing ourselves to others. I think that component of all of this is top tier, most important, number one. Like, of course you want to see how you're doing in life or with a specific thing. So generally, we typically like to size up our peers or see how we're doing based on the successes or downfalls of our peers. And it's sad to say, but that's kind of human nature. I mean, even if you look at animals, you know, like if you pay attention, animals do the same thing. Not to say that we're animals, but I'm just using a creature or a being that is not human, especially to get my point across. So we have got to stop comparing ourselves to others. And especially in a malicious type way or in a way to give ourselves validation. We need to understand that we're in different lanes. Every single individual has a different lane. So this world is made up of lanes. And we all move in totally different. We're going at different speeds. We're at different altitudes. And once we learn that or comprehend that and truly live by it, that'll put us so far ahead of the game, and that'll make leveling up almost easy. You see, once we get that, like I said, we're on our way. I can't say that the age of social media has somewhat glorified the ending. You know, we always see the end results. We always see the beauty, but it never really illustrates the story. We never really see the struggle. We never really see what they went through or what one is going through. And like you are probably thinking right now, it's what I always say. Like, who's going to post their downfalls? Who's going to post their struggles? Who's going to post their trials and tribulations? I get it. No one. But it's not about who's going to do that. Who's going to do this. It's about understanding that component exists. I think that is most important. It's not about what we're seeing. It's about who's looking. And once you realize that part does exist for anybody that we see, any celebrity, any person that we look up to, or people that you envy, because I'm going to say you, not saying that it's exactly you, but I truly, in my heart, do not envy people. That is something to... You have to come a long way to be able to do that. And that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. But being able to see or notice that part of the story exists. And also to respect that part of the story, because everyone's struggles, everyone's storm looks different. It feels different. And even if you are aware of someone's storm, your opinion has zero value. Because what that person went through and how they felt about it, that was their storm. That's their feelings. And I'm almost more than sure that they learned a completely different lesson than you think they should or have learned from it. So that's that. Every now and then we would see a plot twist, but only because we're human. You know, there's a small percentage of human error that presents itself. You'll hear me say that throughout several of my episodes. But we're all human, and that's okay. And if it's not okay with someone or something, then they're the problem. So I just had to kind of dig deep just now, because we want to establish a baseline. We want to establish the facts. And like I said, all of my content is based off of my personal opinions, my personal experiences, and we won't always agree. And if we did, what type of world would we live in? You know, that's why diversity and different backgrounds and different opinions, different experiences is huge with anything that we're doing, whether we're working on a project, we're on the same team. Looking at life through different lenses is important, but even more so, respecting it is number one on the list. So we're gonna take a quick commercial break. Let's talk about the importance of leveling up or stepping it up or advancing. We're human and we change, we evolve, and leveling up is a part of evolution. It's a part of evolving, and it's a part of taking that into our own hands and being accountable for it. It's not up to anyone else or anything else to make sure you level up. So the purpose of this podcast is to bring forth the things that's required to level up, in my opinion. You know, first we, like I said, we have to find that driving factor. What makes you go? What makes you move? What fuels you? And for some of us, it's other people. And that's okay. But like I said previously, we have to learn how to not compare. And if we do compare, not allow it to consume us. Because when we're driven because of someone else's success or someone else's job title or financial background or standpoint, for lack of a better word, what do we do when we meet them there, when we meet them at that level that we're striving for? At that point, what motivates us to keep going? And when you reach a certain age or you accomplish a specific goal, sometimes we tap out. Sometimes we say, okay, I've leveled up to a level that's comfortable for me. And is anything wrong with that? Absolutely not. Because this life that we are living is about fulfillment. And when you feel fulfilled, that's funny. When you feel fulfilled or fulfilled, when you feel fulfilled, you are full. You are done. And it's completely up to you whether you want to be done or not. I'd like to share with you one of my driving factors of leveling up or advancing through life, to create a better life for myself, my family. One thing that's huge for me is I always look back at where I started. And I have a daughter. So I look back at where I started and I say to myself, okay, you turned out all right. Like, I mean, you had a good childhood. You had a good life. You never lacked anything. Necessities. You had a roof over your head. You had a loving family, or have a loving family, loving parents. But, you know, when we all look back on our lives, especially when we become adults, we do find flaws. And it's not to say that anyone in particular was flawed. The flaw could have been in the processes, in the decisions, in, you know, decisions whether they were in our control or not, that we've made throughout our lifespan. So, like, not to put the blame on anybody or anything like that, but, you know, we all should always want to give our children a better life than we had as children. And that speaks to leveling up. That speaks to wanting better jobs or wanting to learn how to start a savings account, you know, financial literacy, wanting to have a nice house and pay it off so we can pass that property down to our children. So when they're 18, they either have a house to stay in that's paid off or a rental property, you know, things like that. And that comes in different sizes and shapes, and it looks different for a lot of people, and the timeline is different. If you've been tuning in since the beginning, you've noticed that I've spoken a lot about time and how I say we all are in different lanes and we're moving different. We're moving at different speeds and different altitudes. So don't allow time to rush you. Don't allow that to be number one on your list. For example, if you're 25 and you feel like, well, I should be almost done with college or done with college and into grad school. Or if you're 30 and you're like, well, I feel like I should have 2 kids already. And if you don't have this stuff, it's okay, because we're all in different lanes. That's the beauty of this world that we live in. So, you know, I always wanted, and I'm striving to give my daughter a better life than I had, and a part of that is leveling up. So that was just one example of how or what I used to motivate me to level up. And I hope that after listening to this episode, you sit down and just think to yourself about some of the things that I've brought to light. And my hope is that, I mean, if you're not already doing your thing, because there's so many people out here doing their thing, I mean, like, with a vengeance, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that is what's up. I'm with that. But on the other hand, there's some people out here that, you know, they need a pick-me-up. They need to hear things like this to help them get through. And you know, sometimes it takes that one word or that one person or that one conversation or that one podcast episode that you listen to, and I mean, it just ignites your fire. You know what I'm saying? You start coming for everything that you want, everything that you feel is owed to you, because you have the ability to go out there and get it. You are talented, or you have this special thing about you that warrants the reward. So I'm gonna leave y'all with that. And once again, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. I'm excited about the support, and it's just crazy, you know, it's just crazy. So thank you. With that being said, this your girl Simply G. I'm signing out. I swear on my mama. I do not own rights to the music used in this episode.